Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. You guys are here right here this morning on the K Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, we got a couple things we're going to talk about today, this morning. Y'all don't go anywhere. I want to play one more song for y'all. And after this song, we're going to get right into these hot topics. Y'all stay tuned and let's go here to this music real quick.
Alone. drinking my chocolate. I promise I won't let you down. Just give me a chance and I'll clown. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I smile and frown. Come again, cause it's just my style. Yeah.
Him live one night, man, and he blew the crowd away, man. So shout out to Q Moore, man, he's doing great things. That was Chocolate Daddy from him, Chocolate Daddy from him. Listen, you are tuned in to the K Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. I'm excited to be here today. I know this is another week. This is another weekend. You know, we have lots of things going on, so. Before we get started with the topics, I just wanted to briefly let you guys know next month, starting February the 1st, we will be starting the Black History Month campaign right here on We Talk Radio Network. So what that means is each week we will give we're going to have like keywords, different keywords. We're going to give you guys a chance to win $100 a week for the whole month of February. So thing about it is you guys got to tune in. You guys got to listen in to our keywords. We're going to have a keyword, and I'm only going to repeat those probably twice, you know, within the show. So it's very important for you guys to be here every week. It's important for you guys to listen to the show. If you want to win some money, man, I know everybody likes free money. I love free money. I'm sure y'all love free money. So with that being said, you guys need to tune in every week, not only on the K Radio Show, but whatever show that you want to listen to throughout the week. You know, we have all our shows. So, you know, Monday night, Kid the Unplug, Wednesday night, after the lights go out, and then you have, of course, Saturdays with T Smiley, the K Radio Show at 10 o'clock in the morning. You have Big Joe, Mind, Body, and Soul, and then you have Sunday, Miss Emily Blue, Brand New Day with Miss Emily Blue at 7. And then, yeah, so you guys tune in. If you want a chance to win some money, man, again, tune in. We're going to be doing the keywords. It's going to start February the 1st. So you guys, I'm telling you right now, this is the announcement. So next time when we get ready, when I get on here in February and we start, you know, we're going to say a keyword and we're going to keep it going. So I hope it's you that win this money. All right. So one thing I wanted to start off by talking about sports. I know many people are basketball fans. Anybody is a Kyrie Irving fan, you know, I watched him play. I watched his game, man. The guy is amazing. One thing I wanted to say about Mr. Kyrie, you know, he's been missing, you know, everybody trying to figure out what's going on with Kyrie Irving. He left, he wasn't part of the couple games, for I think like nine games or whatever, but he actually came back, and when I tell you, he is doing his thing, that boy. All right, so first of all, he was with all the protests and the politics and stuff going on, he decided he wanted to take a break from, you know, in the NBA a couple games. You know, he wasn't heard from, none of that, you know. But the real reason, I think, he was wanting to spend some time with, you know, with his family. You know, they say they seen him over celebrating, you know, his sister's birthday, his dad's birthday. So, you know, he wasn't playing basketball. So a lot of people were getting worried, concerned about, you know, where's Kyrie Irving? You know, why is he not coming back? But let me tell you something. Kyrie came back the other night and put on a heck of a show. That boy was bad, man. He scored, you know, he was out there like he was, like he haven't missed a game. Kyrie Irving was doing his thing. You know, I want to say shout out to him. He also, while he was out, he also bought the family of George Floyd. He bought them a house, bought them a brand new house. So shout out to him for doing big things. You know, definitely shout out to Kyrie Irving for doing major things, you know, in the NBA, outside of the NBA. You know what I mean? He's just an all out, you know, an incredible person. You know, he had a chance to play along LeBron James, and I think he didn't want to play with him because he didn't want to be Batman. I mean, he didn't want to be Robin to LeBron's Batman. But now, you know, he's on a team where it's a big three, and the other top two names is Kevin Durant and James Harden. You know what I mean? Like, he should be number one in that big three, but many people are saying that Mr. Kyrie, you know, they're saying that, you know, he's like Alfred now. So you got, who is that? Kevin Durant as Batman. Yeah, James Harden as Robin. And then they put they put this name on Kyrie, man. And it's wrong, man. It's wrong. I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, people do things, you know, people say things. And so they said that Kyrie was Alfred. Even further, that's worse than Robin. He's Alfred now. He's a butler. You know, that's kind of messed up, man. It's kind of messed up, and I think it was all because of, you know, he was gone. People was in their feelings. He wasn't, you know, nowhere to be heard. Which is, you know, people get in their feelings, man. It's crazy. But listen. What I want to do, I'm gonna play another song. And we're going to come back, and I want to ask y'all a question about you know, one of these hot topics, man. I want to get some people's opinions. So y'all call in. Our call-in number is 563-999-3456. Again, that call-in number is 563-999-3456. Y'all stay with me, man. We're going to be right back.
Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk.
Twerk. If you broke, go to
work.
Make that big booty.
Twerk.
Make that big booty.
Twerk.
Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that booty on the floor. Shake till you get a little soft. Show them your mama made up. Go on here and get a little low. Shake that boot in the car. Shake that boot in the stove. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'ma rock it. I ain't got no heart. I can't be loyal to you. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you
twerk.
I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk.
Twerk.
If you broke, go to
work.
Make that big booty
twerk.
Make that big booty
twerk.
Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Dang. Skinny petite.
Dang.
I know my b- love me.
Dang.
Cause she rub my feet.
Dang.
Dang. You don't touch me, somebody gon' touch me. You don't f*** me, somebody gon' f***. You don't love me, somebody gon' love me. Dang. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Dang. Shake that booty for a ride.
Dang.
Shake that booty on live.
Dang.
Shake that booty outside.
Dang.
Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you
twerk.
I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk.
Twerk.
If you broke, go to
work.
Make that big booty
twerk.
Make that big booty
twerk.
Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty.
Hey, that's right, that's right. Y'all heard that song, and it's a reason why I played that song, all right? First of all, I like that song. That booty, that big old booty. Let me touch that booty. All right, anyway. So, I'm going to read this news article, and, you know, we're going to go from here. So, this news article says a man raped at knife point by a person met on dating website. I'm going to repeat that. A man raped at knife point by a person met on dating website. So that was his theme song. That's that booty, that big old booty. So, you know, the report says a Winter Haven man is accused of rape after he met someone on a dating site and raped the victim at knife point in a hotel, deputy say. First of all, a man shouldn't be able to rape nobody, you know, at knife point. At knife point, let's think about how big the knife was. No pun intended. Let's think about how big the knife was. You know, the big knife, little knife, the machete type knife, was it a, you know, a little pocket knife, what? But first of all, shouldn't no man get past another man's scuffle? Well, first of all, I don't think he was kind of, you know, scuffling, trying to get away from the attack. But, you know, it's sad. It's not a funny story, but it's kind of weird. You know, got a lot of questions behind this. So it says 37-year-old Winter Haven man faces armed sexual battery charges for raping a man at knife point in a Haines City motel room. Report says that Thomas Lee Simmons met a man on a dating website and the two arranged a meet Tuesday at a Stay Plus Inn. The victim told detectives the suspect came into the room. He pulled out a fixed blade knife with a brown handle from a attached belt and told the victim to strip naked and lay on the bed. The suspect told the victim that he was the narcotics unit with the narcotics unit and had other officers outside the room. And he said during the encounter, the suspect pretended to talk on the radio to other individuals. Deputy said that Simmons then took off his clothes and sexually battered the victim. After the assault, the suspect told the victim that he had agents going to the victim's sister's house, and they were going to do the same thing to her as well. That took the victim's driver's license, passport, an iPhone, an Apple Watch, AirPods, and three pair of Air Jordan sneaker shoes. This sounds like, you know, a setup at the beginning because, you know, you're meeting up and you probably been told this guy about all this money you got, all these different things that you got, and just so happened this man takes your behind and then he takes all this high-dollar stuff, man. So I don't know. It seems like a setup to me. I don't know. But, you know, what would you do for? Anyway, officers arrested Simmons on multiple charges at his girlfriend's home in Winter Haven on Tuesday. The detective found the victim's stolen items as well as the knife matching the description given by the victim on the front seat of Simmons' truck. So you mean to tell me you did that and you forgot to get the knife out the truck? You know what I mean? You got to hide the evidence, my friend. But it doesn't matter, man. You were spotted. They had all your information on the website, all that. You know, it was crazy. It's crazy out here, man. You know, stay off the internet, man. Don't be looking for nobody on the website. I'm sorry, I ain't with all that. You better go out the old fashioned way. Just go and let your voice be heard, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of places out here that you can go. You know what I'm saying? Just go to the mall. Go to the store. Go to the gas station, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody that catches the eye, you speak. But, you know, I mean, what's worse? Going out, meeting somebody and trying to get to know them and something like this could happen, or internet dating, you know, and you don't know nothing about this person, you've never seen them before, and then all of a sudden you want to meet up at a hotel or something like that. It's crazy. That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know, man. This is crazy, you know. During the interview, they said that Simmons originally gave detectives a false name. The law enforcement said he eventually gave the deputies his real name. But, you know, I wouldn't want to give up my real name either. If I done something like that, I mean, woo. So it says, according to the detectives, Simmons admitted to meeting someone for sex earlier. I'm sorry. Excuse me one second. So it says, according to the detective, he admitted to meeting someone for sex earlier at the Stay Plus Inn in Haines City. He also admitted to taking the victim's belongings without permission. This was an act of a violent criminal with a criminal history. You know, and the outcome could have been even worse, they said, which it could have. I mean, he could have killed the guy. You know, he definitely could have killed him, but, I mean, he decided to take, you know, hopefully that I mean, I ain't going to say hopefully, but, you know, with an act like this, you can't say that this was his first encounter with with that situation. You know, seems like he, you know, maybe this was wrong. Maybe this was, you know, the final one that said, I told you should have stopped in the first place. I don't know. But, you know, he got the wrong guy. So, you know, they said it could have been even worse. You know, he could have died. You know, the guy could have killed him. He could have did a whole lot worse, man. I don't mean to laugh, but goodness gracious. Yeah, it's crazy. He said, so the sheriff told the guy, he said, I encourage everyone using the online dating service to be cautious. Yes, please be cautious. Meet with strangers in a public place. We all know that. You don't want to meet up with nobody for the first time in no secluded, you know, room where it's just you and this person. You don't know nothing about that person. They said meet up like in a restaurant. And never give out your personal information, like your home address, until you at least get to know that person better. Of course, you know, that's common sense, but, you know, some people are just desperate. You know? I mean, like I said, you don't have to go on the internet. I mean, nothing, no shade on the internet, you know, so that's how people, you know, that's how people do. But that's how people do, you know what I'm saying? They I mean, it's crazy, man. It says another safeguard is to tell a trusted loved one where you're going and set up a time to check in with that person just in case, of course. And then you let that person know where you're going. Let that person know where you're going, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, they got to check in at a certain time. And then, you know what, I even go as far as to say this. If they don't answer the phone after the first ring or the second ring, or even if you text them and it takes longer than 10 minutes to text back, and I know where you at, I'm coming. And now I may not, you know, as long as I can put my eyes on you and not, you know, interrupt what you got going on, but as long as I can see you, find out where you're at just to make sure you're all right, you know, go that extra mile, go that extra step. So with that being said, Simmons, he faces the following charges: armed sexual battery, grand theft, dealing and stolen property, false information to the law enforcement, and orange arrest for failure to appear. So, you know, he had some things going on that, you know, already prior to, and, you know, it's just a sad situation that he, you know, he had to go take somebody booty, you know, and then get in this situation that he's in now. He's got a lot of time to repeat those activities when he gets locked up. Real quick, shout out to Gino, my boy Gino. What's going on, brother? I see you out there, man. Thanks for tuning in today, man. You know, we're trying to do some real things out here, man. So shout out to you. I'm glad you're on the show. If you would like to say something, man, hit the number one, man. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk, man. Even if you would just want to say what's up to the radio station family right here on the Cave Radio family. We welcome you here on our show today. If you don't want to say nothing, I understand. It's cool, man. It's all good. It's all good. You might be busy doing whatever. But with that being said, I'm going to go to a quick commercial radio break. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's get this music playing. We'll probably play a couple songs, you know. I might play one or two, maybe three songs after this. So y'all sit right there, man. Come chill with me, chill with me, man. Let's rock out to this music. All right, let's go.
I think I just need to kiss it goodbye. So baby, bring it over tonight. Don't wake up in your head. These words will keep them lifted. Like every time, jump in my Cadillac.
dressed up in the pool, playing too fast, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. Trying to find a feel, but it's too hard, baby. Can't I take it out, thinking we all take it on.
Change it up, man. We're going to go back old school real quick. Shout out to all my internet dating people. This song is for you guys, okay?
You know I've been searching for someone.
Talk Radio Network. You guys can follow us on WeTalkRadio.com. Y'all can go to our Facebook page, We Talk Radio, our Instagram, We Talk Radio, Twitter, YouTube, We Talk Radio. On YouTube, it's We Talk Radio Network, okay? We Talk Radio Network. Again, next month, we're going to be starting a whole month of February. We're going to be giving away $100, $100 a week. Now, what y'all need to do is y'all need to call in. Listen to the show. Listen to the entire show because you never know when we're going to say that keyword. We're going to have a keyword. I'm going to repeat that word twice. And after that, we're going to keep moving. You know, even on our other shows, you guys listening to the shows, you get the keyword. Whoever has that keyword, all those keywords for the end of the week, you'll email it to us. Go to WeTalkRadio.com and put in your put in those keywords for a chance to win $100. Just that simple. I know y'all like free money. I like free money. So the way to get free money is call in and listen to We Talk Radio and all the shows right here on WeTalkRadio.com. Now, I want to introduce founder and the CEO of WeTalkRadio.com, WeTalkRadio Network. I have the pleasure of being in the studio right here with Miss Kia D. Miss Kia D, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, her?
How you doing?
Hello, Cave Radio listeners. Shout out to you guys. Listen, I feel honored to be on the Cave Radio show. Thank you.
That's what's up. I'm glad for you to be here. You know, we just chilling. You know, this is the cave, so we ain't doing nothing but sitting back, listening to some music, talking about some different topics. What I was trying to do, really, I was trying to go kind of dismiss the whole everything that's been going on. We all been sitting right in front of the TV for the past 2 weeks, you know, looking at the chaos around the world, but also looking at history being made with the inauguration of our new president, Mr. Joe Biden. How do you feel about that?
Let me tell you, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who either voted or drove someone to the voting poll or just showed up to vote, period, or encouraged someone else to vote. You know, I know you all, some people are like, voting, don't do it. It's pointless. It's not pointless. We need to get out and vote. We have to get out and we have to show the support of the people 100%, period, point blank. And we did that. We came out in numbers and we let people know 100%, you know, that we were here, not for the quote unquote, we're not here for that. We're here for goodness and greatness. And no matter how bad the world wants to tell you that we are not divided and that we're not united. And you're right. There are some people in the United States that we're not divided. We're not united. But I will tell you 100%, we are united. Us black people, African-Americans, minorities, people of color, we are coming together not to come against people who are white. Absolutely not. We're coming together with white people. We're coming against those who hate others for no reason. That's what we're coming against, period, point blank. So that's the mission here. You don't to come against that piece, the part of hate. That's the part we're coming against, period, point blank. So I believe that our new government, I got my fingers, toes, and all my phalanges crossed, that we're going to be able to make a change and a difference here in this new administration. And it's going to be a mighty one. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I know here on the Cave Radio Show, you guys are, y'all talk about everything. So I appreciate the fact that y'all are actually bringing in politics into your conversation, because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, we need it. We need everybody talking about this. If y'all are tuning in today, I want to tell you about one more contest. Peace, Molly, I did hear you say a moment ago, talking about the contest that we're going to have coming up in a couple weeks. Actually, it's in first of February. So the very first day of February, you'll be able to log in and tune into all of our shows and be able to win. But some of the things that I'm going to do specifically next month is literally when you're listening, like right now, you got to be tuned in to listen. I'm going to be giving away money on several shows. I'm going to pop into Brand New Day with Emily Blue. I'm going to pop into The Cave. I'm popping into Mind, Body, and Soul and a couple other shows. And what we're going to do is I'm going to literally, when I pop in, I'm only coming in to give away money. No joke. So just know Kia D is going to do some pop-ups on everybody's show. And you have to literally be tuned in right then to win. So stick around. And I'm not giving away no kibbles and bits. When I'm coming, I'm giving away $250 every single time. Now, what do you need to do to win? Tune in to WeTalkRadio.com. Tune in to every single show. I'm not going to tell you right now what you got to do other than tune in to every single show. What you got to do to win is so simple and so easy. Even after you tune in, it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be the very first person that does this one thing that will win these cash prizes. So, again, y'all tune in to the shows, be ready to win, and I'm be ready to hand out some change. That's all I'm saying. But, yes, T-Smiley. I want to go back to the question that you asked me. I appreciate you even asking me that question. Again, I'm going to wrap it up by saying we're not coming as individuals. You know, here we are divided. We are divided in the United States to a certain degree, absolutely. But we are completely and 100% together right now. We've been separated a lot. But when I tell you this new movement is pulling us all together, not just black people, not just minorities, but people of non-color as well, as you call it, white people too. We are all coming together. And what we're coming together against is hatred. We're coming against that. So if you are someone who is of white supremacy or thinks you're better than, or black supremacy, let's just keep it real, because there's more than just white supremacists out there. We got black supremacists too. You think you're better than somebody and you're not. Okay, because we all bleeding red at the end of the day. And when we leave this place, we all going into either a pine box or you're going to be burnt up. Either way, we all going out the same way. So
With that being said, we got to learn how to respect each other, and that's what we do here. At We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and then we take action. Absolutely. So this is a part of the action piece. We've been talking, we've been listening to you guys, and now we're taking action, showing people and motivating them to have peace, showing people and motivating them to literally let go of their white supremacy. It's all about unity here. That's what we're moving forward towards. So Hispanics, African Americans, Asian Americans, we're all coming together, and those who hate are going to be on the outside, on the outskirts, looking in. That's all I'm saying. And that's why a lot of people are mad right now. That's why they said we got to, quote, unquote, take back America. One thing I will say that a young lady said the other day, I was watching a TikTok video. Shout out to Métis, because she sent me this TikTok video, and it was a woman crying who was saying, Donald Trump, come save us. She had tears rolling down her face. Her face was red, beet red. And she was a white woman. And she said, please, Trump, come save us. Come save us, Trump. And she was serious. She said, they're taking our America. They're even when the world is our. Because the last time I checked, the people who was trying to take it just wanted equality. That was it. We ain't trying to take nothing. We just want our equality. And if you can't give us that, doggone right, we're going to take it from you. Period, point blank.
Period, point blank. Wow. Wow. That was deep. That was deep. I love it. I love it. So we watched part of the didn't get the chance to watch all of it, but we watched the actual concert of after the inauguration. We've seen many performers. It was awesome. What was your experience? What was your mindset on the fact of seeing these people perform and everybody got a chance to see it all at once? How do you think moving forward the virtual show like that where everybody was tuned in all at once watching the inauguration? You think they should keep it like that? You think it was better this way, or was it better the way they did it previous?
I'm gonna answer both of your questions. Your first question was, how do I feel about it? How I felt about it was, I thought it was absolutely amazing and beautiful. And I thought that the team who produced it did a fabulous job.
Wonderful job. Yeah.
I don't think they missed a thing. I missed a couple things in the show, but from what I saw, they didn't miss a thing. They had fireworks at the end with Katy Perry, who blew it away in a stunning performance. I didn't get to see John Legend's performance, but what I heard about it, as a matter of fact, once we get off the show today, I'm going to go look at it. What I heard is that he performed such an incredible song right after Kamala Harris gave her speech. He literally performed such an incredible song. It was so profound, and I want to go listen to it so I can hear it myself. But I heard he did an amazing job. Everybody did so great, so great. It was incredible. I love Garth Brooks. I'm a country girl. Y'all know I'm from Texas. I saw Garth Brooks and went crazy. I said, they got my boy Garth. Yes, it was awesome. One of the things that, I'll say about it is, you know, we started doing virtual events last year, and it was epic on how we did it. And I knew that the only way for them to really make this truly happen was going to be to do a virtual event. There was no way they were going to be able to get all those people in a room together or on the street and with pure safety the way they did it. Everybody in the world had a true opportunity, even if you were across the seas. You had an opportunity to experience this inauguration. It was something that people had not had an opportunity to see before. I want them to keep, somebody said it after, I think it was Tom Hanks who emceed the show, who I think said, we should do this from here on out. Hopefully they will, because that was very powerful, being able to see it played out like that in real time. It was great. The second question that you asked me was, do I feel like they should keep it like that? Abso-freaking-lutely. The way we were able to experience, again, all over the world, people who don't even speak our language were able to watch and see democracy in action, you know, see us, you know, even though there is hatred, so much hatred running rampant, not just in the United States, but around the globe, we were able to come together in unity today, with that day, to a certain degree. Even some that didn't believe in Joe Biden, you had no choice but that day but to say, okay, forget it, he's my president. Or maybe you didn't say he was your president. Maybe you said, oh, well, he's just the person running in office. Either way, he in charge now, so we got to conform to his rules. So at the end of the day, if you don't like it, go find some people to put in office that you want in office, because that's what we're doing. We're packing office down. Do you hear me? Okay.
Wow. Wow. Listen, man, this has been an incredible show on today. The Cave Radio Show, hosted by your boy T. Smiley, with our not guests, with our with our owner, with Miss Kia D. I enjoyed the conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. As we always do, we're going to end this show. We always end our show out with prayer. You know, at the end of the day, everything that's going on, you know, we know that God is God, okay? So with that being said, Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning. Thank you for just a refresh, God, a reboot, God. We thank you for just our life, health, and strength. We ask that you just continue to be with us throughout the rest of the day. We hope everybody have a productive day on today, God, and bring us back, God. We have bring us back on the next show, God, Mind, Body, and Soul, God, with your host, Big Joe. And we thank you for just being God. We thank you for just waking us up, God. We thank you for just everything, the many blessings that you have given and the many blessings that you will continue to give. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. Y'all check us out. WeTalkRadio.com. You'll give them
Yes. WeTalkRadio.com. Check us out. Y'all go to our webpage, WeTalkRadio.com. You can find us on Facebook. We Talk Radio, Instagram, We Talk Radio. Matter of fact, let's go even farther. You can go to Facebook, Instagram, and you can go find me, T Smiley Productions. Go find Miss Kia D at
Kia D79.
That's right. You guys follow us, like us, love us. Continue to rock with us. Come back on the show. Let's get this free money, okay? All right.
Free money.
Hey.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.